It's not complicated. Call it creative. Call it art. Call it design. It's the Design Coach on Lake 96.1.
Happy Sunday. How are you? You're doing good, right? Is your bathroom up and working?
It should be today.
Oh my gosh.
We've had plumbers and electricians running in and out, and yeah.
We're here. Well, good morning, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. Also, listen to us on Spotify. Listen, Sunday morning, and the week that was. So I'm excited to hear that you finally got your bathroom.
That's, you would be surprised news. At how you have to improvise when you have no running water. So we have a hose that the guy came and he was like, at the very least, I can hook up this spigot outside and you got a hose at least. So we've had that for a little while.
I love that. I love that this camp angle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you just sort of fill up the canteen.
We have gallons, you know,
from the municipal hose.
Yeah. Yeah,
but remember, are you taking canteen baths?
Well, we don't
live
there.
Are you dry powder? Is it dry shampoo?
No, we still have a house in Silver Lake, so we're showering there.
Okay.
But yeah, we should be able to shower there next week. And then I'm not even going to be there next week because we've got Country Thunder and DOS Fest. So I live on the Country Thunder grounds and go back
busy,
and forth.
You got a busy week.
Yeah, so it does. So even if it works, I'm not going to use it.
You got a busy week. We had a busy week at the Design Coach too.
Yeah, what'd you guys do?
Well, it was, you know what? It was the cleanup from 4th of July, right?
Oh,
it was
it was the
sort of get everything reset. And, you know, over the course of the past few weeks, we've been obviously top of mind with us is the fact that, you know, everything's starting to sort of, converge all at one time. And it's, you know, the launch of the service model, you know, that puts our team, you know, in the relationship with the client far beyond the design, which, I mean, it was really interesting how it's manifesting itself in some very large and small ways. I'll give you an example. You know, for those of you listening who don't know, if you go to our website and you look at our service arc and you look at our service sequencing and kind of what the Design Coach does, it's a revolutionary new service model that extends the relationship of your design team way beyond the design into the utility of the home and the enjoyment of it. Yes, you in the front in the hoodie.
I always raise my hand. Yes. For those of you listening and not watching.
Yes, yes.
You know what occurs to me is that somebody would have to hire 4, maybe 5 companies, maybe half a dozen.
100%.
To get what you guys do and your one company.
Easy button.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, because I did. You send me to the website. You know, I pick up the phone and I look at the website while you're talking. And I noticed that last week that I would literally have to call if I wanted all these things done. And remember, I'm doing some of these things, right?
And remember, this is not aspirational. This team is actively doing
right.
it. We're not hoping to get this work.
Right.
This is actively happening within our service model.
And it's incredible because...
Thank you.
You're right. And the worst, some of the worst things that you can say when you're marketing is one-stop shop and mm-hmm. stuff like that, mm-hmm. but it literally it's a one call. That's all.
It's one call.
I mean,
it's not just one call on one home. It's one call on sometimes multiple homes.
Sure.
And I think where I think we're partnering with our clients in some really profound ways is we're getting so granular with the preferences that even our service providers 1, 2, 3 levels, you know, removed from you know, the scheduler or me, are starting to deliver the service better than we could even possibly imagine, which is what you want. Like, that is exactly what you want. You want, you know, the level of intentionality.
Right.
The level of care. And honestly, the level of fun to be able to run its way all the way down through the subcontracting relationships. Because those are the ones that ultimately, you know, touch the clients mm-hmm. in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome to have some conversations this week, especially with one client in particular who said, you know, just a thought, you know, you're going to be embarking on this, you know, Sub-Zero Wolf, obviously, showroom opening that's going to be opening up in September.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to be trying to partner with that major brand to be able to bring, you know, lifestyle amenities in the form of appliances, but then also in the form of how those appliances can elevate your life, right? In the form of utility and enjoyment. And he said, you know, it would be really, really cool. He's like, because Alicia, who is our lifestyle coordinator, is an mm-hmm. amazing baker.
Oh.
So he gave us an idea. This client gave us the idea to say, hey, listen, you know, it could be so fun that when the clients come home, you know, when they come up to the lake home or the vacation home or whatever it is, that you have their favorite baked goods.
Right.
Like either already in the oven. And, you know, we do
the
client
smell.
Preferences. Yeah, we do client preference profiles for all of our clients. And what's fascinating is I was like, okay, we need to add baking to that. So this week she was able to bake chocolate chip cookies. And a client was able to come home and that smell of freshly baked chocolate chip cookies and then this amazing platter she had put together was just like, talk about like the elevation of a granular service. I mean, like, I would love it if like I had just somebody who just baked me my favorite pie, and that's kind of where we're headed. And that's what's so fun. Yes, you in the front again in the hoodie.
I can't help but notice that we've never sampled her goods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just saying,
we're
going
to have to do that.
Okay.
So I think again, as the journey continues with the design coach, both on and off air, I think it's really important for everybody to sort of keep an eye on how we are trying to, we're really trying to expand the number of connection points, both within the client dynamic and now with the vault. To the general public.
Sure.
And Alicia is going to be a part of that. So I can tell you right now that you will walk into our showroom at any given time or into a market and you may smell baked goods.
Well,
and that will be part of our experience because why not? Right?
Seriously.
I mean, everything we're doing is to improve and elevate the concept of home.
I mean,
and I can't imagine a better partner than Wolf Sub Zero Cove, and I can't imagine a better team to be doing it with.
You, how many companies don't get to experience, and I don't mean see, I mean experience the end results. I mean, none of them.
It's crazy.
Right. And so, you know, when you say from porch to pier and all of those
Gulf
things.
Gulf to gate, porch to pier.
Right. I mean, this is not like
farm defense. Yeah. Whatever it is.
Right. Every single detail. And then after you've taken care of every single detail, you actually get to experience the details,
mm-hmm.
which does two things. Gives you guys closure
mm-hmm.
and helps you learn for the next person. Hey, we could actually also do this for them.
Well, and now it's become a true collaborative environment with the clients because the clients are realizing all of the various ways from a really granular way we can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're allowing us to be like, okay, hey, this has always been a sticking point within the organization of my closet, or this has really been a big sticking point within, you know, how I live and can you help me with that? And
do they actually?
It's interesting. The easier, the more the relationship deepens, the easier it is to say yes, because you're already sort of in that space.
Well, do they say this is a sticking point, or do they say, oh my gosh, this drives me crazy. Will you help me with it?
Because I think it's both.
That's where.
Yeah,
I mean, just the, again, experience
yeah.
and the education that you're providing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this what you're doing lasts forever. I mean, it is what it is. It lasts
yeah, I mean,
forever.
I mean, I think what we're doing as well by providing opportunities for the people who are both on our team and by extension subcontracted through us, I think what we're finding is the service providers who really want to serve. And I don't mean just say they're dedicated to service.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like really
right.
dealing sometimes with the, listen, you're in people's worlds, right? So people's worlds can be stressful. And so you're wrapped up in that, right? And so you're trying to navigate that at the same time you're trying to do your job.
Right.
And being the calm, being the solution when people are stressed is, you know, it's tremendous. It's tremendous to see in the time that we've really started to perfect the model, you know, with you know, Megan Barron coming on, and Megan just recently came on as our sort of designer in the field, who's, you know, got the maintenance and the design experience together. You've got Glenn on the sommelier and
right.
on the beverage side.
Right.
You've got Alicia on the lifestyle and organizational side. And then you've got Lauren Taylor heading it all up. I mean, you know, you've got such a strong team in that right now we're developing all of these standard operating procedures and best practices that now we feel like we can actually coach it outward and downward.
Yeah.
And then upward back to the client, which is really, you know, for me, it's like, you know, when we talk about the business units, which I'm not going to get into today because kind of covered that last week. What I want to talk about today is how we are really taking this concept of how do you live better, and how do you elevate your life through design, mm-hmm. and what, how the vault is literally, I'm going to say the library.
Oh, that's a great, right? Yeah, that's a great description.
To be able to access that knowledge and TDCU, in other words, TDC University. We're calling it TDCU.
I love that.
We're calling it TDCU. Mm-hmm. And on today's show, I want to expound on that. I want to expound on the great things that are happening at the vault, exactly how that space is coming together. I want to match my words to what you guys are seeing on Instagram, on the feed. And if you're not following, please do. But, you know, our ability to expand our reach beyond our current client base has been something that Julie and I have been dedicated to since the day we opened up our first studio. You know, Julie, yeah. my wife and I just have always believed we've loved being shop owners, right? And we've just had to right size what we think that experience looks like. And what we're going to describe for you on the back end of the break here is we're really going to describe for you the experience we're crafting, all of the elements that are going to be in it, why we're doing it, and why we think it's going to be something that I believe in this area is something truly special. So stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. I don't even know where the thought came from on this, but good morning, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Cesano. And I'm not exactly sure. Sometimes I describe these visions that I have for kind of what I'm trying to achieve. Where, in other words, it is like a canvas, Nancy. Like I will look at it and I will say, okay, here's the painting. Here's what I think the experience looks like. Here's how I think it ought to go down. And what I have found is I have found the strength within the team to help them, to empower them to help me execute it. And then all I really need to do is sort of define it and align it, right? Like define it and align it. And then the key is the alignment of it, you know, you've got to let them run. You've got to let them help you.
Right.
Put the vision together, right?
Right.
Because it's, you know, what we're trying to achieve at the vault, and for those of you who don't know, you know, this Secrets to Finer Living and Elevating Your Life is sort of like the spirit behind the vault. The vault, which will be located in our 9,000 square foot total, including our design office, but our roughly around 6,000 square foot showroom space will be not only the home to the Wolf Sub-Zero Cove, right? Mm-hmm. Bar, kitchen,
right.
appliances.
Bar. I'm sorry. I'm shocked.
Bar. Yeah. Shocking. Right. But it will also have sort of our kitchen and bath vignettes. It will also have, I'm describing it this way. I don't know if you've ever been or seen images of like the New York garment district.
I have. Yeah.
Okay. So it's sort of like, you know, think of an industrial space.
Mm-hmm.
And then think of just like racks and racks and racks and racks and racks of fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening in that space is the fabrics and textiles happen to be the star of the show. Like they happen to feel and set the tone for this explosion of creativity and color and texture and pattern. And when I originally was conceiving what I thought the space would look like, it was kind of heavy retail. And I was like, you know, like I've done so many environments that were retail, you know, in downtown Lake Geneva, in my other showrooms and stores and shops, that I didn't want this to feel like your typical retail experience. You know, there's so many of those out there. It's really hard to be a differentiator in that space because there's a mindset to it that I think isn't really in alignment with the Willy Wonka experience that I envision for the vault. And I was really trying to describe the vibe of, you know, someone was asking me, like, if you had just had to be succinct, Cesano, if you could break it down, you know, it, for a while it was Martha Stewart meets Mad Men. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a little bit of that. And I think that there's still some icing. Like that would still be some icing or some spice or sprinkles in that context.
Right?
But I really feel like it's almost like, you know, vintage market meets Willy Wonka. meets interior design showroom, right?
You keep throwing Willy Wonka in here. Are there trap doors if you partake of too much candy or something?
Probably.
Excellent.
I mean, the stuff that we have planned is so off the charts experiential that I've really, and it's funny because I've reverse engineered the experience at the vault from like all these different vantage points. So like if I were in a showroom at like the Mart in Chicago, the Merchandise Mart, and I were looking at fabrics, what do I love about that experience and what do I not like about that experience? Mm-hmm. In other words, like what I love about it is when I go to the Merchandise Mart in Chicago and I start looking for fabrics or I start looking for furnishings, I love the exploration. Mm-hmm. Like just walking through that space can be somewhat overwhelming for lots of clients unless they have like a guide.
Right.
And that's what the interior design professional, I believe, at the Mart really should be, is sort of a guide.
But it's got to be so like the ambassador inspiring.
Be, yeah, well, it is inspiring, but it can be overwhelming.
Well, sure.
Because it's floors and floors and floors and floors and floors and showrooms and showrooms and showrooms of all of these different manufacturers. And they're all excellent at what they do. I mean, they're all best in class, right, manufacturers. So, you know, you're sort of looking at it and you're saying, how do you choose?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I mentioned that the Mart's a little bit like, you know, like a really polished version of Willy Wonka's, you know, factory, in a way it is because it's like everything is beautifully organized. Everything is at your fingertips. Like the world of creativity as it relates to interior design is available at the Mart.
Right.
And there are a bunch of those different, you know, venues across the country. The Merchandise Mart is the one that's, you know, because we're located here in the Midwest, that's the one that we go to. But you've got them all over, you know, Dallas, Miami, Chicago, Atlanta, New York, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think what I love about that experience that we're trying to bring to the vault is that exploration. It is that feeling that when you walk in the door, you pause because you're just trying to take it all in.
Yeah.
And that goes back to our retailer experience. You know, one of the things we used to do with our retail experience is make them not look like retail stores.
No, not at all.
We wanted them to look and feel as though you had been transported into just a completely different experience. And that cut both ways. Like if you were there to traditionally shop, quote unquote, and you were there to just sort of smash and grab your way through stores, That wasn't what we were offering.
Right. No, you know? No.
What we were offering was a chance to sort of decompress, breathe, study, and explore. And so that sense of discovery, that sense of exploration is at the center of all of the events that we will be having at TDCU, TDC University, for those of you who don't know. And when you see us begin to launch that, the space is shaping up so beautifully. I mean, I don't know if you remember that 26-foot counter that I bought in Roundtown.
Yes, and had it. You finally figured out how to get it trucked up here.
It got trucked up here, and I was waiting forever. And if you guys have been following us at all in the Vault by TDC on Instagram or the Design Coach, or even on our website, what you're going to see is you're going to see this space begin to evolve. And it had to start with these beautiful clear stories that we resurrected, which are these beautiful industrial windows that let tons of light in, tons of natural light in, and that they were covered up from the previous construction of the tenant that owned it prior before we bought it. And when we demoed it, we looked at these clear stories and said, we have to resurrect these. We have to restore them because they were such an important element to letting natural light in and part of the experience. And so I really had to sort of design this space from the top down.
Right.
I had to paint the ceiling. I had to replace the windows. I had to restore the clear stories. And I didn't really have a choice but to finish it top down because you're not going to finish things underneath it and then have to work above it.
Right.
So we worked our way from the ceiling down to the floor. And this week, Nancy, we finally got the floors painted because in the showroom, I wanted, you ever see, so in Willy Wonka, I'm going to make another reference. You remember the scene with Mike TV?
He was the...
Where he puts them on a platter, then they shrink him. And he
yes.
Puts them, okay. And you know that whole studio is white?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I loved about the experience of watching the original Willy Wonka with Gene Wilder, right?
Which is the only one that matters.
No offense to the ones that have come past, but the other ones are kind of creepy.
Well, Johnny Depp is super creepy, so.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, We digress. But what I was saying was this explosion of color on a white canvas is exactly what I was after with the look and feel of this. So sure. I've basically whited out the entire space. I mean, and then I left the original deconstructed walls with their scars, mm-hmm. with their holes, with their paint splatter. And I've left those intact because I wanted to retain some of the original industrial nature to make you feel like you were walking. Okay. Yes. You again in the front of the hoodie.
I feel your pain.
Why?
One of the things that I have put my foot down about in this 140-year-old house
is the patina that should stay.
Is that we are going to compromise as little of the original whatever, lathe and plaster, windows, whatever, molding. We will not be cutting into it, changing it, work around it. I don't care what you have
there
to
was,
do. I completely feel your pain because it was character.
There was just something about the juxtaposition that I'm going to love between the beautifully finished fabrics and the beautifully finished samples. And then what I'm doing is I'm creating these columns around the steel supports that hold up the ceiling with the steel, you know, beams. I'm creating these really polished columns.
Right.
And I want them to look like maybe we might have ripped them out of somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to shiplap them. I'm not going to do anything that's trendy. Like, I'm going to do it so that we can kind of pay homage to both the industrial nature of the building, but that also the really polished interiors we know we're capable of designing.
Yeah.
And I want people to feel as though they're almost on like a movie set.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Where you've sort of been transported,
for sure.
Where like you just get enough elements of the backdrop of things to be able to give you context, but I haven't permanently changed the characteristic of the space where I can't go back and reinvent it. And I feel like this reinvention of discovery is also one of the elements that we're bringing to the vault, is the ability to redefine it for TDCU from market to market, workshop to workshop, class to class, and experience to experience. Like, it's never going to be the same every time.
Right, right. Well, and, you know, again, since it's radio, to bring in the theater of the mind part, you know, when you see a camera on television, like you said, you know, on a set, and it zooms out, and the walls are this tall, but then you see the warehouse type structure around it, that's what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And that is incredible.
Yeah.
Like you're right, it's a set.
Because you can kind of immerse yourself into a design style for a moment.
Right.
At the vault, you will be able to immerse yourself into a multitude of styles, all over the map, and you can go and you can immerse yourself in it and you can see if it fits.
Right.
See, I think that's the exploratory nature, the inventive nature, and the immersive experience is at the heart of what we're building. And if we tried to put too fine of a point on the design of the space, we almost wanted it to feel raw.
Right.
So that the elements that we're filling it with can change its dynamic and characteristic event to an event, event to event, experience to experience.
Right.
And so as I was whiting out the ceiling and as I was whiting out the floors, that happened, Nancy, this week. I finally started to take the old cement floor that was there and we got it clean.
Ah.
And we cleaned it and we moved all the furniture off from one side. We painted it. Then we moved all the furniture back. And the one element that I was dying to get in, I don't know, for more than a year now, was the big counter that we finally placed this week on Friday. And if you go back on our Instagram, you'll see it placed. But like it just fits beautifully under the clerestory. I'm going to hang some really beautiful chandeliers coming down from the clerestories over it. But this anchor piece, this signature element within this space will be the presentation counter on which we will collaborate, create, and present design concepts to our clients on a daily basis.
So we just have a minute left here in this segment, but okay. Tell me real quick, how did you finish that piece?
I don't
know. Or have you yet?
I haven't.
And, okay.
I think when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how the process of putting together the vault is absolutely the artistic process that I had hoped for. And at the same time, is being driven by a design aesthetic that is can be so ever-changing that anybody can play in it anytime with any style. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. I don't even know if I'm doing an adequate job expressing this on today's show. I think you are. I hope you are all following along with my big vision here, because I'm trying to begin to have the conversation, at least on the radio, of what we're trying to achieve with it. And as interesting, and good morning, everyone. You're listening to The Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Sassano. Also catch us on Spotify. But I wanted to make sure that I backtrack to maybe the most, the single most important point of this whole thing, which is, you know, with the Design Coach model, the Design Coach with its bandwidth, you can only work for so many clients. You need,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really hard to keep the quality of your design and your service offering. You know, when you get too big, it changes. It's different.
Yeah.
And I wanted the signature service that we have at the Design Coach to remain client-centered, really focused, non-style specific, big picture related, and really focused around legacy homes and heirloom properties that clients want to, you know, take a generational approach toward crafting, building, and maintaining. Okay. Well, there's a limited scope there, right? And so what happens is one of the things that I've always wanted was to make sure that we could extend our reach to onboard people to great creativity and great design resources and do it without intimidation and do it without what I used to feel when I was in art school. I always felt like the gallery setting was very intimidating to an 18, 19, 20-year-old in college. You know, you go into a gallery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like, well, you know, you're not a buyer,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's intimidating,
right?
And I'm an artist by trade, right? So it should be the last place that I feel intimidated,
right?
It should feel the place where you should feel the most at home,
right?
An artist going to an art gallery should feel like fish to water,
right?
And it didn't because of the intimidation factor, right?
It's fancy.
Yeah, it's intimidating, it's a lot. Right? And I think sometimes the culture of interior design tends to be that. It tends to be intimidating.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do with the vault is we're trying to take all of that intimidation away. And what we're trying to say is you can have access to all of these beautiful resources. Let us coach you how to use them and onboard you to quality and creativity.
Right.
And to do that for as many people as we can, because we can reach more people with the vault in the form of events and workshops and TDCU than I can with the Design Coach as its signature service in interior design,
right.
Design build,
right.
And lifestyle.
Right.
The vault represents, I think, Julian and my family's return to that connection point that like expands the offering to as many people as possible.
Right. And it's interesting too, because your version of expanding your client base as opposed to other businesses expanding their client base is just a completely different world, because you're talking about normal businesses have one, two, maybe three types of clients, right? Maybe a product client, you know, and a service section and things like this. You, on the other hand, you've got 10 or 12. And when you start with TDCU and the education part of it.
Oh my gosh,
oh my
Nancy,
God,
yes.
Everybody will find something that they might want to come to see there.
Well, and it's an extension.
Or I mean,
if you think about what we've been doing on the radio for 10 years together.
Mm-hmm. At least.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always been sort of an entertainment and an educational component to what we do on this show. I want to bring that to life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I want to take it out of theater of the mind every Sunday morning, and I want to be like, oh, by the way, if you visit us here, you can see it firsthand.
You can witness Phillip's whatever it is you do.
Well, whatever, but I think the most important thing that I want to express at the core of this is the ability to want to share it.
Yeah.
I think, you know, so many of the retail experiences are just designed to sell you. This is designed to educate. mm-hmm. Inform, teach, coach. That's really what we're selling. Now, if you happen to walk away with, you know, let's just say we're doing a pillow bar and you love the pillows we create through our sub brands, or you like our markets. Like, if you happen to walk away with product, obviously that's of benefit because we want you to take a piece of it home.
Sure.
Especially if you
something
find
tangible.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we want you to take a piece of it home, but if at its core, it's designed to share knowledge with you to help you navigate this world of interior design and remodeling. And elevating your lifestyle, then isn't that so much more valuable?
Yeah.
I mean, it's why we're developing the Lifestyle Partners page, so that we can have table setting workshops so you can learn how to do it with the flowers that are in your backyard.
A pillow goes on the couch, and that's great, and it'll be there for a while, but the education and the knowledge
I'd rather teach you how to pick fabrics.
Right.
See the difference?
Right. Big time.
There's a difference, right?
Right.
I mean, I could sell you a pillow, or I could teach you how to do it.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the vault allows us the opportunity to connect with people who really want to design on their own, or really love designing on their own, but sometimes lack the coaching and lack the teaching. You know, we used to have that, Nancy. We used to have media outlets that would teach you design.
Right.
Now we have blatant product placement that just says this thing is cool because this person's a major advertiser.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
It's tainted.
Right.
It's no longer just the pure expression or love of sharing a trade, a design concept, a way of doing something, a tradition. We got away from that at some point.
Well, and you discover that you do have confidence in what you're doing. Maybe it's just simply justifying what you wanted to do with that room this whole time.
Honestly, that's a fantastic point, because I will tell you, the creative confidence is part of what we're coaching.
Right.
We are trying to give
people,
you can do this, and you can, I mean, and do it for you. And also that there's a different way to do it, that you don't have to just point to page 39 or click and screen share this thing online, that you can develop your own design style outside of what you're being influenced with to make it 100% yours.
Right.
But we're in the matrix. I mean, if you think about it, Nancy, like, if you know, when I was thinking about technology, right now, it's like the amount of algorithms floating around every single person that's just in the palm of their hand right now. I mean, it's all trying to engineer to get you to make a decision that they believe is one that is predictable.
Not just predictable, advantageous to them.
And I'm not saying that what they're selling necessarily might not be of value. I'm not saying, but the way it's going, the way it's happening is that people are thinking that they're getting, you know, we talk about this all the time, that we think that, you know, your Google search now is irrelevant now, because it's like this, a lot of the greatest, you know, I would say, I don't know, resources get pushed all the way to the bottom. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
You know, whoever pays the most for the search engine optimization gets pushed to the top.
Absolutely.
Might not be the best resource.
No.
So I feel like, where does that end, right? And I feel like it probably doesn't. I feel like it just keeps perpetuating itself. And so therefore, you know, everything just sort of gets bigger and more concentrated. And you lose a little bit of what I think is that independence in your journey, in your search.
Right.
Where someone else has laid the roadmap. See, the algorithms are leading you down the paths they want. And part of the fun of the journey is going down a path you didn't even know existed.
Right.
And so the concept behind the vault is to sort of help you unplug. It really is going to be that kind of environment where you come in, and we're going to have, just to give you an example of some of the things that we're planning on doing. You know, one of the things I'm the most excited about is Fabric 101 and Color Scheme 101, which are going to be these sort of two different, but sort of like, they're sort of two different experiences from a workshop perspective, but they go hand in hand.
Of course.
And it's almost like a module one, module two. And it's going to talk about the language of color scheme as it relates to the cohesiveness of an interior. And then how people can use pattern and color in the right percentage to figure out what their creative calculus looks like.
Right. Right.
And as far as I know, no one's talking to people in those terms. You know, they're talking about them. I'm like, okay, what's the hot material? What other designers are doing that maybe you can rob from? But really doing the creative discovery of what you like, Nancy, and what you believe you want to surround yourself with, is people coaching you through that. I don't know any outlets that are currently doing that.
No.
And definitely not with the level of enthusiasm and structure that the Vault is through TDC and the TDC team and the TDC partners that we're going to bring to the table. I mean, we're going to go across the board. I mean, I'm going to bring in, you know, James Galla again, who with EOC, and they're going to be talking about how do you help technology leverage, right, your life.
Right.
And what does the right level of automation look like? Down to, you know, having Jenna come in, who is our floral designer, who's just fantastic, and talking about the right, you know, the right level of floral treatment. I mean, think about that for a minute. And then right down to the cooking classes and the cocktail labs and all of the other ways where we're going to try to elevate everyone's understanding of finer living through entertaining and sharing. And that's at our core.
I think it's funny that you are 100% into AI and the whole technological part of all of this. However, to me, this TDCU and the things that you can experience and educate yourself on and come back and out of with a confidence that you never knew in your own ability is back to the basics.
Yeah, but think
trust
about
trust your gut.
But think about
learn.
This. So let's just go to the Matrix comment. I want to be Neo. I want to see the Matrix for what it is.
Right.
Know how to manipulate it and understand exactly then how to go back to the authentic.
Right.
And I'm not saying that part of the Matrix isn't helpful, more efficient,
right,
isn't faster, it can't save you time. It absolutely can, but could also take over and dominate in some really unhealthy ways.
Absolutely.
And so it disconnects us from the authentic expression of who we are through design and through creating with and for others.
It's just that this isn't something that you can go and watch a YouTube video about. This isn't
No.
I mean, you could, certainly, but you are not going to get out of it the most you possibly can. And physically being there in the atmosphere, touching the fabric, looking at the colors, comparing them, not on little 2-inch by 2-inch swatches that you pull out of the paint chart. It's a completely different learning experience.
I have found, Nancy, that one of the best things I ever did, and this goes back to the first studio I ever opened, was the ability to take people out of their schedule and out of their home and out of their routine,
mm-hmm,
to isolate them in a studio to get them to immerse themselves in the decision-making process of design. When we come back from the break, I want to talk more about that, about what the immersive experience is going to be all about and what you can expect next from the Design Coach and the Vault. Stay with us. You're listening to the Design Coach right here on Lake 96.1. Oh, welcome back, everybody, to segment number 4 of the Design Coach. Anyway, right here on Lake 96.1 with your host, Philip Zasano. Also, listen to us on Spotify when you get a chance if you want to sort of catch up. And remember, these episodes sort of layer on one another, right? So would be beneficial that if you're interested and you find it to benefit to go back and listen.
We can go back for a second to the end of the segment. You know, one of the things you said was you use the word isolate, get people out of anything that distracts them.
Yeah, you got to get, you know, the greatest thing about being at the Starline studio, because that's where I got the idea, was, wow, you know, I can get them out of their space to get them to really focus.
And into yours.
And then more importantly, once I get them into mine, I get them into their own head.
Right.
Like they can get into their head without distraction. Without a dog barking, a kid
phones.
Chattering, a teenager.
You should do that. You
like,
should not
gosh,
let
like,
them bring their phones into your...
I honestly, I haven't had that issue. I'll be honest.
When you have a group, if one person has their phone going off. No,
for TDCU, I agree. But I have it from a client perspective. I haven't had that. And I feel like you're probably right about that. Like, it's going to be like, shut your phones off.
Yeah.
You want to get the most out of this experience?
Yep.
Okay? There's going to be plenty of time for you to turn your phone back on and tweet about the experience or
Right. And it's because it's also distracting for the other people.
To post about the experience. You're going to have plenty of time for that.
Right.
Right now, I need your brain. And I need your brain for the next 45 minutes. And I need to be able to immerse you into the understanding for you to really come out and make this productive.
Yeah.
I don't think, you're right. I don't think that that's out of bounds.
No. And it's not even, it's about if your phone's going off, it's also distracting to someone else who's like, I really just want to focus here and not have this person over my shoulders phone going. You know what I mean?
Maybe like I'll have a safe and I'll be like,
I'm thinking, phones in the safe. Lock them up, just like they do at schools.
So as we begin to talk about the immersive experience, which is I think where I kind of want to go next, TDCU University is not going to know any bounds.
No.
In fact, we're already talking about what might we do on the entrepreneurial side to help young artists and craftspeople develop the ability to start their own businesses. What might that look like to monetize their creativity, which is unfortunately not being taught in schools or even at the collegiate level? It's just not.
No. No.
Not really the business acumen that it takes to really run something of substance.
Right. And it cannot be taught.
And I'm going to make a statement that's probably pretty controversial here. I will tell you, sometimes art fairs are some of the scariest places to be because it's almost like the artists are just throwing themselves out there because there isn't another venue for them.
True.
And you got a lot of people who walk around those art fairs and they're not serious art patrons. They're just there to kill time and enjoy seeing art.
Right.
Well, that's not why the artists are there. The artists are there to connect you with their work and hopefully make a sale.
Right.
So it's almost like the patron and the proprietor are coming at the same experience from two different perspectives.
Completely different. Right.
And I've always said, there's a better way to sell your artwork than sitting in a hot tent in August, hoping somebody loves your work.
Right.
And it's interesting when I go to sometimes some of these other markets, like Round Top, for instance, I will tell you, some of the best artists that are there for a reason, but they've already have a following.
Sure.
Because they've cultivated a business strategy around their artwork that then you're just allowed to connect with at that market. Well, if you're leading with art market first, you're missing it from a creative perspective. So this is kind of a different show, or a different show altogether, which is the monetization of creativity and what does that really look like for artists and for craftspeople.
But can that be taught?
But that can be taught. It can be taught in segments. You can say, this is how you need to get your mission and messaging straight. What is your artistic statement and what do you want to say with your work?
And who's your client?
And who is your customer? And that not everyone is your customer.
Right.
There's a lot of myths that need to be shattered in the Matrix. And we're hoping that the Vault is one of those platforms that helps rewire.
Right.
I think some of the myths and some of the misconceptions about interior design and finer living across the board. It used to be that homemaking, right? And that really crafting a beautiful environment for your family was just sort of baked into the tradition and culture, right?
Sure.
Mostly by our moms.
Of course.
Okay. Mostly by our moms. And that the maintenance side was mostly by our dads.
By dad.
Now that's changed. Now everybody's involved in sort of everything. Okay, which is great. It's great that there's no lines, right?
As I sit here with plaster dust in my hair.
It's just great that it's all hands on
right.
deck, right?
Exactly.
And then it doesn't have that, this falls to this person
exactly.
or this falls to that person. I love that it's everybody's responsibility to make a safe, happy, and beautiful home.
Mm-hmm.
It is, I'm going to say that again. It is everyone's responsibility, okay? Safe, happy, beautiful home. In the end, isn't that what everybody wants? But then where are our tools? Who's teaching that? We've had such a degradation of so many things that there's been some collateral damage.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
In our overall family societal breakdown, there's been some collateral damage. And some of that is the creation of a safe, happy, and beautiful home. Now that's only for certain zip codes. Now it's for certain suburbs.
Right.
Now it's only for a certain, I mean, listen, like, education is not equal.
No. Well, I mean, think about all
it's
the things that are
not.
Cut out.
It's just not. And so, right. What? Where can we create outlets where we can reach back out to be able to be that inspirational, educational, right? Mm-hmm. And that grounding foundation of how do we help you live better through coaching you to do it on your own?
Well, you're
versus having
right.
to purchase it all the time.
Those seeds are not planted as young or at all as they used to be.
No.
Right?
Home ec is out of schools.
No home ec.
Trades are out of schools.
Right.
And then we're wondering why we have a deficit of people who know how to do things.
Right. Because the hands-on stuff, you can read all day. You can calculate all day, but you have to use your hands for something in your life every day.
But
whether it's your home, whether
even,
it's like,
even,
you said, cooking.
But even if something is, I'm going to give you another great example. One of the greatest things I never did is, okay, one of the greatest things I've learned as an adult that I never did as a child was gardening.
Yeah.
And planting. I have to be honest, I was, you know, I didn't grow up in a family where I was, you know, helping my mom or dad garden. I mean, I had to mow the lawn, but that was about the extent of my exterior, right?
Right.
You know.
We have a lack.
It wasn't until I bought a farm property or a rural property on 10 acres that I realized, oh my gosh, things grow. And if you don't Ooh. Control, manage,
right.
and curate.
Weeding. Right. All of it.
Right? That mm-hmm. like. That like it can get out of hand, and so I sort of through necessity and somewhat survival, learned how to sort of garden.
There is a lack of self-sustaining education, like you said, fix things.
Don't just sell them a fish.
Right.
Teach them how to fish.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
At the vault's core is this mission of. We have so many great things to share artistically, creatively, socially, technically. There's so many things in this world worth sharing, right? We just want to be a place where people can go and receive that, right?
Yeah.
Teach and coach that. And we feel like that's what we're selling. If we're selling anything, we're selling you on the best you. For you and with you, okay? And all we're offering is a venue and the knowledge.
Right.
And if there happen to be products that we sell that can elevate that for you, fantastic. But the real goal is to connect you with all of these other people who like to share their creativity in the form of our lifestyle partners and our lifestyle experts and our trade experts and the artists that I get to see and the tradespeople that I get to see every day that I get to work with and invite them into this tent and this umbrella to be able to share it with as many people as possible.
Right.
Which is something I always realized in interior design with my core clients on TDC. I just was never, you know, there's only so many clients I can get to. There's only so many projects I can work on at one time.
That's true.
It's not as scalable as you think it is without really diluting I think what is the essence of our service, right? So it's like, you've got to, you know, you can, until we find more people who understand how to do it the way we like to do it, which I think will come in time. I think right now what we're excited about is we're able to sort of go back to our roots artistically and creatively and from an experiential perspective and create a studio for other people. It's like the art and creative studio you wish you had in your home. You're going to be able to use TDCU to help you build that interior, connect you with fabrics and finishes, connect you with manufacturers. In fact, I'm almost thinking that I might even set up a station of like computers
mm-hmm.
at where people who like to shop online and hunt and gather to put mood boards together, I might teach them how to do that.
Right.
And it might be a class where you come in and we teach you how to assemble your own mood board and how to speak the language of color. Finishes and textiles to be able to teach you how to design on your own.
Here's the thing about this show, as well as what is coming as far as TDCU. If you're paying attention, the things that you learn on this show and the things that you will learn in TDCU are not just funneled into one piece of knowledge or experience. Mm-mm. There are a lot of things that you say that this show covers and that TDCU will cover that can be applied to many different aspects of your life.
And I haven't even started talking about the YouTube channel or videos.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't even started about talking about that. And that's next. So, like, our goal here, Nancy, is before the end of the year, because we really believe we're going to probably do our soft opening sometime late summer.
Okay.
I think the main thing that I'm doing is making sure that my design staff and the people who are responsible for helping me launch this big vision feel like they have a home.
Yeah.
So I'm starting with our design office first, getting that in a really good spot, making them feel like they can do their best work and deliver their best service. Because when you feel great about your work environment and you feel great about your space, you want to share it. You want to talk about it. You want to, you know, you want other people to plan it with you. And I feel like that's an important piece for my team, that until they feel settled, it's hard to help other people feel settled.
But knowing that that's what you're doing, that also completely breeds confidence in your clients and your attendees that you are getting the best out of these folks.
Yes.
I mean, it's just, that's just a no-brainer.
And they are a tremendous group of people.
Yeah.
And they're all different. And they're not all the same age.
Right.
They all come from the same background. They don't always all get along, but most of the time they get along beautifully. Right?
Listen, it's okay because they learn from each other when they don't get along just as much as they learn from each other when they do get along.
And honestly, remember when I said a few shows ago, big things are hard.
Yeah.
Big things are hard. Yeah. They're difficult or else you wouldn't do them. They're ambitious. This is an ambitious undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes, you know, I saw this quote and I'm going to say it again. I don't know if I ever mentioned this on the radio, but like, you know, vision hits differently when you have a team that doesn't blink.
Ooh, I like that.
Vision hits differently when you have a team that doesn't blink. And part of making them strong and making them feel like they can tackle this with me is making them feel strong.
Yeah.
Making their opinions feel heard, making sure that their input is baked in and infused in this design coach, culture of coaching it outward.
Right.
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 To as many people that will listen as possible. Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, is that our show for today?
Yeah. Sorry.
There's no segment five.
There is no segment five.
Oh my gosh. Anywhere. Thank you for listening on this Sunday. If you want to hear more about us, go to thedesigncoach.com or hit our social media on Instagram and Facebook. Again, I can't thank you enough for listening on today's morning show. Also catch us on Spotify. Have a great day, everybody. You've been coached.